Shalom uvracha to everybody. Welcome back to the OUL Parsha of Parshas Naso. So we have some significant topics in Parshas Naso. I guess you could say we have significant topics in every Parsha of the Chumash. However, in Parakeh, we have the Parsha of the Sota. The Sota is the woman who is suspected of being unfaithful to her husband. She's brought to the Beit HaMikdash. An entire process is undergone to determine if, in fact, she sinned or not, or it was suspicion without actual act of sin. We have then the Nazir. The Nazir is the one who abstains from wine and grapes and grows his hair and dedicates himself to a certain degree of abstinence from pleasures in this world to be a person of God. The Nazir follows Sota because Chazal say that someone who sees the Sota, Ra'a Sota, Sota B'Kilkula, someone who sees a Sota in her disgrace should become a Nazir, should refrain from wine because look what happened to the Sota and the person she was unfaithful with. And Perek Vav ends with Birka Kohanim. So the Pesukim tells Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf Beis, and even though so many laws of Kohanim do not apply today in the absence of the Beit HaMikdash, Mipnei Chataynu Galinu Meretzenu V'Nitrachaknu Me'al Matenu, nevertheless, Birka Kohanim is an institution that is still done today in Eretz Yisrael every day, in Chutzars, in Sfari Minyanim every day, in Ashkenazim Minyanim on the Chagim. V'Deber Shema Moshe Leimar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber Al B'nei Yisrael, speak to Aaron and to his son, saying, so you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, may God bless you and guard you. May God shine the countenance of his face upon you and endow you with grace. May Hashem lift his face towards you and grant you peace. And I shall place my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So Pasuk Chav Dalet, Yivarech Hashem Vishmecha, is a brach of material success. Pasuk Chav Hey, Ya'ar Hashem Panav Eidecha Vichuneka, is a brach of spiritual success. And finally, Pasuk Chav Vav, the conclusion is peace, because Im Ein Shalom, like Chazal say, if there is no peace, Ein Klum, there is nothing. One of the most important blessings, if not the most important blessing, that Kosh Baruch who blesses us with is Shalom. In fact, the entire Shisha Sidre Mishnah ends with the bracha of peace. Maseches Uktin, Perigimel Mishnah Yabesh, Lo Matzah Kosh Baruch Hu Kli Mechzik LeBracha Yisrael Ela HaShalom. Shanem Hashem Oz LaAmayitin Hashem Yivarech Es Amo BaShalom. The final word of Shash Mesnayish is Shalom. Rabbi Shimon Bechalafta. Rabbi Shimon Bechalafta says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu found no better vessel for holding blessing for Israel other than peace, like the pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem will grant His nation strength. Hashem will grant His people with shalom." And we know from our personal lives, relationships, both external with the world, Hashem Yirachem Aleinu, and internally with family, friends, kavadon, communities between Jews, Im Ein Shalom, if there's no peace, Ein Klum, there is nothing. I'm quoting from Rav Yaakov Bender on Chumash, Volume 1, Rav Yaakov Bender's Rosh Hashiva, Vishiva Darche Torah Shlita. So, Rav Bender speaks about the Birka Kohanim and this bracha of peace. These beautiful brachos, he says, the hope and prayer of every year, are the close of a long aliyah, and there is a message for us in the Chumash. He says that the parsha of Sota, which we spoke about, precedes the parsha of Nazir, which we spoke about, and immediately following Nazir, the three psukim of Birka Kohanim are read. It's actually more than three. The entire section is Perek Vav Psukim Chav Beis to Chav Zayin. I just read them too. But the actual Birka Kohanim themselves, that the Kohanim bestow upon the people, are the three psukim in the middle of 24, 25, 26, Chav Dal, Chav Hei, and Chav Vav. And there's significance to this. These beautiful brachos, says Rav Yaakov Bender, the hope and prayer of every yid, are the close of a long aliyah. And there's a message for us, the combination of the brachos, which include everything a person can need, health, wealth, security, and children, is shalom. The combination is peace. It is the climax. It is the vessel that holds all the brachos. We already quoted from Maseches Uktin. How important is it? Important enough that Kosh Baruch Hu, Bekvodo Uba'atzmo, whose name is not allowed to be recited in vain, that's Saras Adibros, Lo Sisa Hashem Hashem El Kechel Eshav. And even when it's written, it is not allowed to be erased. We have Shemus Lagniza, because it sanctifies the paper that it's on. Kosh Baruch Hu himself allows his name to be erased for the sake of peace. Where do we see this? Early in the Parsha. In the Parsha of Sota. We learn this from the Parsha of Sota. The Gemara learns out of Maseches Chulin. The name of Hashem is written on a piece of paper that is placed in special waters from the Kiyar. This with dirt from the offer from the ground of the Beit HaMikdash. The Sota will drink this to affirm her innocence or prove her guilt. If she drinks and nothing happens, her stomach does not blow up, her thigh does not blow up, then she can return to her husband and peace will reign for that possibility. So it's possible she's innocent. So are you erasing Shem Hashem? You put Shem Hashem in a special piece of parchment. It dissolves in this mixture of holy water and offer from the floor of the Beit HaMikdash. But maybe she's an innocent woman and nothing will happen to her. Yet Hashem's name is being erased for nothing. No, the Gemara says for this possibility, Shalom in the home, the name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu can be erased. The Maharal explains that the name is being erased towards a goal, Shalom Bayis. That harmony will in turn cause the Shekhinah to reside in the home. Hashem's holy name, that of Shalom, the Gemara tells us in Masechah Shabbos, Yor Amar Beis, that Hashem's name is Shalom, will dwell within the couple. So in effect, we are erasing out the name of Hashem to write another chapter in the name of Hashem. Shalom Bayis means a Kodesh Baruch Hu will dwell in the home, because one of the names of Hashem is Shalom. So even though we erase the name now, we hope it'll be a lifelong dwelling of Hashem in the home, Kaviyachol, through Shalom, Hashem in the home, Bayis. With the hope of creating true harmony and peace between man and wife. And he quotes the following Medrash. Medrash Bamidbar Rabbah tells the following story. One Leil Shabbos, Rabbi Meir was teaching Torah, and a certain woman came to his drasha. The drasha went longer than usual, and when this woman came home, her husband was furious. He insisted she's not allowed to enter the home until she went and spat in the face of the rabbi who kept her out for so long. At a loss, she returned to the base Medrash, unsure of how to proceed. This is Medrash Bamidbar Rabbah, Parsha Tess, is quoted by Rav Yaakov Bender. To do as her husband asked was unthinkable. She had nowhere to go. Rabbi Meir was told of her situation, and he approached where she was sitting, and he asked her a favor. He said to her, I have an eye problem. I need someone to spit in my eye to help cure my eye. Can you do it? He asked her. Her friends pushed her forward. She spat in his eye and she was permitted to return home. Rabbi Meir's students were appalled. They did not understand how the Rebbe could allow himself to be humiliated. What about Kavod Torah? Honor for Talmidei Chachamim. The honor of Meir, said Rabbi Meir, is not greater than the honor of Hashem. And the Torah tells us that to erase his name for the sake of Shalom between man and wife is permitted. The Medrash, says Rav Yaakov Bender, is not just telling us a story. It's telling us mamash halacha l'maisa, how we pask and how we keep practical halacha. Shalom is important enough to sacrifice what might appear to be kavod shamayim, the glory and the honor of heaven. Hashem himself teaches us this in the parasha of Sota, which of course precedes Berakha Kohanim, which ends with Shalom. Great men, those attuned to Torah, know how and when to apply this problem. And he tells an incredible story that happened in Yeshiva Darchei Torah. It's so moving and it's so meaningful. And again, this is shiur and passing any halacha, but it's just a very, very hashkafic and important musar piece on how important is Shalom bin Adam Echaveiro. It is true of our greatest gedolim, they know how to always cultivate Shalom. And it's even true of people who do not write brilliant svarim. Recently, a young man, says Rav Yaakov Bender, who now lives in Lakewood, who is an alumnus of Yeshiva Darchei Torah, came to the Rosh Yeshiva of Bender to share a story. He had been in the second grade in Yeshiva Darchei Torah, he recalled, and he took out his snack at recess time. It was a chocolate bar he brought from home. He broke it in two, happily eating the chocolate bar, when he realized people were laughing at him. He looked up to see a small group of classmates who had surrounded him. They were mocking him, making fun of him, since his chocolate bar was not a Chav Yisrael. The Leitzanus and Bizayon continued, and the boy, a second grader, sat there helplessly, but only for a moment. His rabbi grasped what was happening. Excuse me. And the rabbi hurried over. Can I see your chocolate bar for a minute, said the rabbi. He took the chocolate bar from the boy. That rabbi, Rav Eliyahu Saldinger, lifted it up, opened his eyes wide, made a bracha shahakal with enthusiasm, and took a bite of the chocolate bar that was not Chav Yisrael. Listen to the next line. It was the first time in 18 years that Rabbi had eaten Chalav Stam, not Chalav Yisrael products, but he did not hesitate because he saw that someone's kavod was at stake. And you can imagine, a second grader's kavod was at stake, but it was a Jew, it was a child, it was an opportunity for a chinuch to restore shalom and dignity to this boy. Someone's kavod was at stake. Decades later, the boy recalled that moment. And he told Rav Yaakov Bender it was Rabbi Saldinger with that decision that changed his life. says Rav Yaakov Bender, this is Torah living, this is Torah chinuch, and that's the lesson of the Sota. Hashem allows his name to be erased for Shalom Bais. It's a one-time erasing of Hashem's name for Ezrat Hashem, an entire life of a Bayit Nam and Beisrael that will cultivate Shalom in the home. Shalom being a dual meaning. One, the name of Hashem will be in the home. The presence of Hashem will be in the home. And two, V'yasim l'cha Shalom, there will be Shalom Bais between the husband and wife. Continues Rabbi Bender, the Gemara teaches us, Hanosein matana lechaveru, one who gives his gift a friend, tzarich lo'odo, must inform the recipient. Perhaps that's the connection here. The Parsha of Sota teaches us just how far we have to go to maintain peace. Because remember, again, Hashem allows his own name to be erased. The Parsha of Sota teaches us, and Sota precedes Nazir and precedes Birkat Kohanim. The Parsha of Sota teaches us just how far we have to go to maintain peace, to protect the feelings of others, to ensure that harmony reigns supreme. Once we realize what a gift it is, then the brachos will come. When we cultivate Shalom in our own lives and allow our kavod to be erased for Shalom, you know, it's not easy. It sounds easy, but it's not easy. Think of times that we want kavod, we feel we have been insulted, we have been degraded. I'm not talking about extreme cases, please. A person needs to seek professional guidance or help from a rav, a doctor. We're not talking about professional. That's the otzei min hakal. In general, there are many times when we can let our kavod go for the sake of Shalom. And we don't like to. We like to stand up for our kavod, stand up for my dignity. I was insulted. I was hurt. Kosh Baruch Hu says, look at the parasha of Sota. I, Kosh Baruch Hu, allowed my own name to be erased for the sake of Shalom. Can you not do the same? And that is followed by Birkas Kohanim. So Hashem says, when you allow your name to be erased for the sake of Shalom, I'll put my name upon you. I'll put my name upon you and I will bless you with Shalom. Perhaps that's the connection, or says Rav Bender. In conclusion, the Parsha of Sota teaches us how far we have to go to maintain peace, to protect the feeling of others, to ensure harmony reigns supreme. And once we realize what a gift it is, then the brachos will come, culminating with the ultimate gift, the Yasim Lecha Shalom, because Baruch Hu himself will grant us with the ultimate peace. Like Chazal tell us, Im Ein Shalom, Ein Klum. Rachmana Litzlan, if there is no Shalom, there is nothing, which means that if there is Shalom, it's the Kli Machzik Bracha, it's the greatest Kli that holds all of blessing for Klai Yisrael. I wish us all that we should have the Chachma Bina Das to cultivate Shalom in our lives, Ben Adam Atzmo, Ben Adam Chaveru, Ben Adam Akom, and then in turn, Mida Koneg, the Mida Hashem will bless us with the ultimate Shalom. Kol Tov, thank you to all, Be'ezrat Hashem, I wish you all Shabbat Shalom.